When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Like, thankfully, my mom's side of the family, it's Tamba, T-A-M-B-A, very hard to screw up for people 60 years ago. My night mama's name is Serjak. You weren't getting that past immigration. You just weren't. So the idea, like, you know, like my buddy Nate, his family's name is Johnson. Their origins name when they came over was Janoshek. So what's a last name anyways? Is what I'm saying. I think I improved your last name.
I always wondered whoever came over from whatever for my family.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it was Germany, I guess.
I'm going to go with that.
And that's what I'm saying. I assumed that they just like, they couldn't pronounce the name and they were like, where are you from? And they were like, Germany. And they were like, all right, your last name is going to be German. That's where I think, that's not a very exciting origin name. You know what I mean?
I'm so glad, though, that it didn't happen to my family. And it was like, because if my last name was Hungry, guys.
Hungry.
Like, I bragged off air that I never really got bullied a whole lot in school. If my fat little name was Nick Hungry, guys, there's no way I have the confidence to do this career.
Would be fitting, though, you know?
I mean, it would be. It'd almost be too on the nose, right? So we were just having the conversation. I do want to get a couple things here before we get into the Browns, but there were a couple things we got into in the last hour. And we're actually going to start with the who should throw out the first pitch of game one of the ALDS in Cleveland, because Guardians of the Land, one of the popular Twitter accounts, big Guardians fans, they say Terry Francona. I'm not too hip on that. Do you like Tito? Is that like your favorite submission?
I mean, I think it's a cool idea, and I think I like what Mandy had to say, that if you got like later in the playoffs, maybe that's like the move you pull out. If you're in like, you know, World Series game one or something, it's like, here's Tito. Like, last time you were here, it was with him. That's kind of a cool move. But I don't know if that's what I'm gravitating towards just for this game, the first game of the ALDS on Saturday. And I like where your head was at. I don't know. Like, I feel like if you just go the celebrity route, we all just recycle the same Cleveland celebrities all the time. It's like, oh, there's Drew like Carey. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's the same people over and over again, unless you really want the Paul brothers, which I agree with you, which you said that I'd rather they just, you know, don't come back.
Yeah. But again, if they want to buy me saying nice things about it.
Didn't they grow up in like Avon?
I thought it was Lakewood.
Lakewood?
Yeah.
And they like talk about how they grew up in the mean streets of Lakewood. Yeah. Okay. Real mean.
I've been there.
Real
very
mean. Those streets of Lakewood.
Yeah.
It's no Cleveland Heights, but you know.
I'm going to pull my punches on that one. I've already taken enough shots in the last like 2.5 hours. I'm going to pull my punches on that joke about Lakewood. We love you, Lakewood.
We do love Lakewood, but it's not the mean streets of Lakewood.
No, fair. I was going to say something condescending, I'm not going to.
Yeah, that's fair. But no, I think stay away from the celebrities for now is fine. The two names that sort of popped up in my head as I was driving and listening to you were either, if you really want to go like the baseball player route, like a former Indian / Guardian, I kind of liked the idea of Corey Kluber. I thought that'd be cool.
It's kind of a tone setter in that he has no personality.
Well, but you know,
in a good way.
Actually, you know what's funny about that? I didn't get a chance to play the audio last week on Friday with you, because I was going to do that Baker Mayfield audio of him talking about if Cleveland wins the Super Bowl, blah blah blah, and he said that on Corey Kluber's podcast. And I listened to that. When I heard the clip, I was like, the most shocking thing about all this isn't that Baker Mayfield was talking about Cleveland. It was that he said it on a podcast that Corey Kluber does. Corey Kluber does a podcast now?
Now, is this like Corey's name is on the podcast and like...
It's called Casa de Klub is what it's called.
Of course. That's because when I think of Latin flair when I think of Corey Kluber. Is this like where
when they did Latina night at the Guardians games, he was railed down with it. That was his favorite night of the year.
That's when it was Casa de Klubs, if you know what I mean. So let me ask you, is it like somebody else talking for 15 minutes and then Corey like leaning in and going, no? Or... Yes. I feel like the man had two answers, as I remember it.
We need to do more research on that, because I didn't listen to the whole podcast. I just heard that clip, and he actually said more than just yes or no at the end of it, because he's kind of like, yeah, that's you're right about that. They love their Browns, and that like it was something along those lines, like real basic. But now I kind of want to do some research on this.
You have no idea how you've just sent me down a glaucoma medication rabbit hole. At some point, I am going to listen to an inordinate amount of Corey Kluber's Casa de Clubes while enjoying some of the legalities around here in Ohio. So I can tell you one that I really loved. Tristian? What is it when it's an I-A-N instead of A-N?
I think it depends. I think some people would say it was still just Tristan, and they just like the A or the I is silent, or okay. I guess the I would be silent.
Well, yeah. Now I've really butchered his name, so that's great. Sorry about that, fella. I should have just gone with the last name. His last name's Hooten. That's a great one.
That's a good name.
It would be great if he had like, it'd be a great cop show if he had like a partner named Hollerin. Hooten.
Hooten Holler. That sounds like a good law firm name.
I should
here
not do
Hooten
this.
And Hollerin. We have your back if you get in an accident.
He actually had somebody that I think
call could, Hooten and Hollerin today.
So he said, well, how about Jim Donovan? Think about that. I made fun of the man's name, and he gave us like,
that's a really good
answer. I'll be honest, guys. Like,
he'll be available because he's not traveling with the team, obviously, so he'll actually be here on Saturday. Because I did think about like some Cleveland Browns as options,
mm-hmm.
but it was like, well, they're not going to be here on Saturday, so it can't be one of them.
So the reason why I like Jimmy is I just think it's a great perspective. And I, obviously, before he was the Browns play-by-play man, he wasn't just that. He was also on WKYC, so he did cover the Guardians for a long amount of time. So I do love that. I will cry like a baby, though. I don't have a high tolerance for that kind of thing. The emotional first pitch, I will admit, I better not be while I'm on air because it's not going to sound good. Not that anything else I do sounds good. So I love that one. I mentioned Rajah Davis, and that's been crapped all over. Real Xavier P saying, what about Donovan Mitchell?
Again, I thought about Donovan, but he's not going to be here because they have training camp in Florida right now. So that was it. I thought that was a good answer, especially after his commentary yesterday on how much he loved Cleveland. We know he's a big baseball fan because and he actually, I think in his yesterday, I think he mentioned he's going to be going to some of the playoff games once they're back in town. So I do like that answer, but then it hit me like he's not going to be here. So that's going to have to be one that you save for later. I will say, though, if you're thinking the Cavs route, this was the other name that I thought of. J.R. Smith.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Because of the glaucoma medication?
No. What does that have to do with the glaucoma
medication?
Just want
to get everybody a little contact high.
I think J.R.
Smith. Take the edge off?
J.R. Smith is somebody who, when he shows up, like this city, they go crazy for him. They love J.R. Smith. He could do like throw out the first pitch, rip your shirt off, everyone will go crazy. I think that's a good like tone setter, like sort of like in the middle of like walk down memory lane, somebody who's won a title here, but also like, you know, not so serious like Jim Donovan that it's going to leave everybody just crying and sobbing as they're in their seats.
All right. So I love J.R. So I love that. Why not LeBron? Guys, think about how Cleveland would lose their ever-loving
mind. Cool, but is he going to leave? I mean, I guess he left. He skipped Cavs games to go to, like, watch Ohio State play or whatever.
He can do whatever the hell he wants. What is
he did pick his coach? So his coach isn't going to be that bad.
Is DirecTV Rob Lowe going to tell him? Rob Pelinka, is he going to tell him? Hey, LeBron, don't want you throwing out that first pitch. Is JJ Redick? Actually, no. JJ probably will ask LeBron for the permission to then tell LeBron that he can't go throw out the first pitch.
Hey, is it okay if I tell you can't go?
No. All right, have fun. We have some coming in here. Also, we've got multiple people, Jose, Matt, and now the assassin, Keith Britton, saying the Paul brothers are from Westlake. So we'd like to apologize to the city of Lakewood.
Sorry. That could have been misconstrued. I don't mean even worse. It's either from Westlake. Nothing wrong with the five people of Westlake.
Yeah.
I mean, it's even worse that they say the mean streets of, because, I mean, come on. It's
Spencer's
Westlake.
Ass is not welcome on the West Side anymore. I mean, granted, none of us are welcome in Avon and Avon Lake, but now you can't even go as far as Lakewood or Westlake.
For Shizzle.
Real quick here, we're going to go through. Let's go with Chris in Knoxville. Real quick, buddy, what you got for us?
Hey, my thought was Jim Donovan, you stole thunder. I agree there'd be a little lump in everybody's throat for a few seconds, but the essence, the heart of Cleveland, I think everybody'd turn it around and go nuts.
Look at that. Chris, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much. Jace in Amherst, who should throw out the ceremonial first pitch of Game 1 here in Cleveland of the ALDS for the Gardos?
Oh, I was going to call and say Jim Donovan also, but two people already said it. But thanks for taking my call anyway.
I like where you're at with that. I like uniformity, guys.
I thought of another one.
What's that?
Nick Chubb. On the week that he's coming back to practice, he's not going to be traveling to D.C. for the game, or Landover, I guess, whatever. He's not going to the game because he's not going to play this week, most likely, unless something crazy happens. So he's going to be in town. We saw how crazy everybody went when he did the guitar smash last year on the Jets game, clinching the playoff spot. I think that might be the answer. That might be the one.
If there's a Browns player that could do it, it's either Nick Chubb or it's Myles Garrett. Because
you mean Deshaun Watson isn't a good answer?
Nor Tony Busby. But
so can you imagine if Deshaun Watson threw the first pitch and the film gurus out there on Twitter? Oh, I don't know. That's a little bit outside.
That the accuracy. This is just
accuracy.
Yeah, this is just and this then, side of the guy the, that hit the guy in the
and,
business.
And if the Guardians lose, it'll just be, well, Deshaun was at the game. That's why we lost. Yeah. Bad omen. And he'll just take the blame for it. He can't come anywhere near a Guardians game. Just don't even bother.
The funniest troll move by the Guardians ever. The problem is you'd be trolling your own fans.
Yeah, that's not smart.
But I have a hunch that the Guardians wouldn't want to put a Cleveland Browns player on the bump for that.
Because they're 1-3 and they stink?
They're
like, we don't want any. The
Browns steal enough of their thunder.
It's the scene from Talladega Nights. It's, don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
The Browns steal enough of their thunder as it is. Let's put it that way.
True.
Mike and Elyria, real quick, buddy. First pitch candidate. What you got?
I got two for you. Stick to baseball. Go with Len Barker and Rick Manning, two guys who are forever tied together. If you can't get them, man, Kenny Lofton is the man. And make a push for him to get in the Hall of Fame as well.
Mike, I really like the Kenny Lofton one. Kenny will forever be one of my favorite baseball players. I love that one quite a bit. Let's go. Kayla likes it. Paul in South Euclid, real quick here, buddy. First pitch candidate, what you got?
Yes, I think that was a great one there, Kenny. But I think it should be something like Chief Wahoo, you know, kind of passing the baton, throwing that pitch to maybe the new Guardians mascot or something.
All right, we'll think that.
The mascot just been Slider the entire time? Neither was the Guardians or the Indians, so is Slider going to throw the ball really high in the air and then run to home plate and then catch it himself?
I have a feeling if you try and have Chief Wahoo throw out the first pitch, there might be some people that have some problem with that. I'm just going to say, like, I don't know how you pull that off. I don't know how like a logo patch throws out a first pitch, but I creativity, we got
it. 2-1-6. It might work on it might, you know, get some go viral on social media.
You mean you don't want anybody in red face on the bump?
Yeah, I think that's frowned upon. Not just today, but for a while now. Jeff saying, do whatever has to be done, Albert Bell. Okay, the problem with Albert is, it's the principle of I don't want the players to be scared. It's the same thing with Napoli. Napoli's a little intense. Albert's super intense. We want them to calm down a little bit here. We'll continue to hit your first pitch candidates when we come back. It's way too early for this totally valid conversation on the Browns. 92.3 The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.